Okay, well, I'm leaving the Sebastopol, I think is the name of the theater. It's Saturday, the 22nd of April, 2023, Ocean to Ocean after show wrap-up, leg three. Yeah, my name is Ebrin Jr. Nice to meet you. Okay, the set list, as quickly as I can remember it. She opened with A Sort of Fairy Tale, Into Ocean to Ocean. Then for the four songs were Crazy, Ruby, Mrs. Jesus, and Suede. And I remember that because Jesus saves, Jesus suades. Then it was solo time for Silent All These Years into an amazing rendition of Putting the Damage On with the band, then Playboy Mommy, and then the debut of Parasol. And that's PPP, Putting the Damage On, Playboy Mommy, and Parasol. I cannot get through these people. Jackets in my face. It was an amazing show. Then the last two songs were Additional Light Divided and Cornflake Girl. So I did not get Code Red as I thought I would. And then the encore was Metal Waterwood and Taxi Ride. I'm out here. I've got to establish a space so that I can talk to the French in English, probably. Let's see if anybody comes out. Okay, I'm out. It's so hard to speak into this thing when I'm behind people, you know? Okay, a couple things that I haven't mentioned. In Upside Down, she's been saying, I dreamed I loved a black girl. I know she didn't do that tonight, but I was reminded. She said, I dreamed I loved a black girl, and she would intentionally touch the piano as if the piano was the black girl. And I've seen her do that twice, and I've been meaning to say that. So I just want to say, I want to put that here. I know. Go tell your friends, your Upside Down fan friends. And then another thing, Ruby tonight was phenomenal. I wept. Oh my God. What I missed, she will carry, reminded me or made it clear to me. I don't know if I've ever realized this before. Maybe I have, but it was very visceral tonight that the song was about Natasha and having the baby and the miscarriages, just the what I missed, she will carry. It just was so profound to me in that moment. And I had changed, not officially, but I did. Yes, I did. I'm not going to lie. I changed my wills and wants today. I had originally put something else, and I was like, no, I feel Ruby coming, because I was outside smoking. I was like, God, I want to cry. And I was like, doesn't every boy smoke to cry? And then I was like, Ruby. And I changed it. It was pre the time limit, so don't fuck with me. Anyway, I changed it, and we got Ruby. So, amazing. Okay, now I'm going to talk to the French. Yeah. I'm here with the gorgeous Artur Pivovarov. How are you?
Very well. I'm so impressed that you can pronounce my last name correctly.
I've been working on it all day.
You're the first American who can do it.
Really? The first?
Yes.
Amazing.
Including all of my org.
Oh. Okay, good. Well, I'm honored to be the first. And now tell me what you thought of tonight's show here in Lille. Did I say Lyon earlier? I might have said Lyon. We're in Lille.
We're in Lille. It was so good. It was so different from Paris, right? Mm-hmm. It was all just ballad, ballad, mm-hmm. ballad to ballad to ballad to ballad, right?
Yeah,
it was ballad
to ballad tour.
And it was like Scarlet.
Yeah.
What's going on
with
that?
Oh, yeah. It was A Sort of Fairy Tale and then Crazy right after Ocean Ocean, yeah.
Yeah.
And Ruby.
Yeah, Ruby. And then we got Taxi Ride.
Oh, Taxi, you're right.
So it was just all that, right?
Yes.
And then, what else? We had so many ballads.
I thought it was really strong. Ruby tonight was incredible for me. I had a moment with that song.
I had a moment with Parasol.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Everybody was very happy.
Yeah,
was that the first time on tour or not?
Yeah, first time.
The first time.
Yeah. First time this tour.
I love Parasol.
Yeah, that was the request of my friend Batanya. She from, I know, amazing.
Yes.
Yes.
What else? What'd you like?
I loved it all.
Okay,
what I didn't like was how early the rush started. Other than that, I loved it all. I was not prepared.
This time,
I
was able to come a little bit closer.
Okay,
because
good.
I had a crappy seat. So during the rush time, I rushed to the stage a little bit more. But I have to say that the Lille people are so tall, actually.
Oh,
I
was like, my God, yeah.
Anything.
Truly.
Yeah, yes. It's just because them. But they were having fun, so I was very glad for them. It was the first time, right?
Yes, I hear it all, yeah.
And so it's the first time, so you have to, like, show what you got.
Yeah,
we got the Silent.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
and then we got, I don't know, I was surprised we didn't get Concertina. I think she likes Concertina the first time.
I don't think we've had this leg yet.
No, I think they're working on that, right?
I hope so.
So I think. So
I just imagine they're working on everything.
Yeah, so they got Suede instead.
I know.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Wait, okay. So I want to get back to these tall Leo people, because I was sitting by someone very tall who kept going to the bathroom.
Well, look to your left, right?
Oh my God. So, they're only going to get taller because next is Copenhagen.
Oh yes. Yeah. They're going to get blonder too.
Yeah, they're going to get taller and blonder, more muscular.
Yeah. So
we're going to Copenhagen. No. Just kidding. Wait, so yeah, the guy kept moving and going to the bathroom in front of me and coming back. But every time I had to sit back down in my seat, I realized how deep the seats were. And it's probably because how tall their legs are.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And they're also very comfy.
Yeah. And like they angle you back.
Very comfy.
Yeah. Right. Like you sit in and you're instantly like looking at the ceiling, which was fabulous, but not what I was there for.
Yeah.
If you weren't on high alert, you would have fallen asleep.
Do you know the name of the theater?
Sebastopol.
Sebastopol. And it's name of a city in Crimea, which used to be Ukraine and now is Russia still since 2014. And this is when the whole war started between Russia and Ukraine. I have no idea. I have to do my homework. I have no idea why this theater is called that, actually.
I thought you were getting us somewhere.
No, I was just here.
Okay, great.
There, for Russia.
That must be, yes, it's a link.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, what else? So this is your last show.
It is. Yeah, I'm so sad.
Let's cue the sad music.
I actually thought, I didn't hear, what was it? Crazy and then Ruby. They were just so devastatingly sad. What do you think about that?
Crazy, Ruby, Mrs. Jesus and Suede.
Yeah, it was just so sad. The new arrangement for Crazy was just so sad.
She doesn't do that.
She's just very solemn. I don't know, very devastating. So I had a very impression in the beginning, but then we got something else like Parasol. No, something else groovy, and we were.
No, you're right. I would say that Silent All These Years even was really especially sad. Like it's always just solemn, but it was really sad.
Yeah. So I was thinking, what's going on this night?
Yeah. Maybe what do you think's going
just,
on?
I don't know. Maybe they were just so happy, just having all the French wine and all. They have the French strains and all that. So it's just okay. Let me just.
Now they're here and they're sad. They're not in Paris.
Yeah, but because Paris was fierce, it was just...
I was sure Code Red would come back. I would have put money on it tonight that Code Red was going to be like the new staple.
Oh, no, I think that was just for the poor Parisians who are fighting the pension reform, right? Yeah. So just for that.
You think that's the only time we'll see it?
No, I think you have a whole American tour for that.
Oh, okay,
right?
For Code Red to close it? I hope so.
Yeah. And super concert.
That's just a Parisian man walking by with Burger King.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not very tall, but
right. He's very short, but he's very cute.
Call me.
Yeah. Call Arthur. Okay. So now, what else? What else can we talk about? Did I give you a sticker?
How many? I have three.
Oh, okay.
I stick them on different parts of France.
Yeah, it's our way of like tagging.
Yes. How many shows are going to be in America?
Right now, I think I'm doing the two Florida shows and then the Denver to the end. That's what it looks like I'm doing.
Sounds good.
So you there?
No, I didn't. I need to get a U.S. visa. I'm not getting it.
Well, damn it.
It's complicated. It's hard to get one. So I'm staying in Europe.
Yeah, well, fine. Yeah. You can listen to the show, play along with Wills and Wants on the American tour.
I'll do that.
Stay connected. Tell people where they can find you online.
They can find me online on Instagram, on Artur Pivovarov. There, just that.
Yeah. Follow us and then follow him. Look at our following, who we're following.
But follow Torimus too.
Oh, yeah. Everybody, anyone here who is listening.
Even if you're not going to your show, just... Yeah. Buy tickets and not go.
Just buy tickets. Yeah, buy tickets and then fly. And then if you can't go, just give them to Arthur.
Yes. Yeah. Or to other people.
Or Arthur first.
Yeah. Find people on Hornet, on Grindr, and just give them tickets.
Yes. Save their souls.
Yes. Repent.
Repent. Okay, bye.
Bye.
I'm here with the fabulous Paul Roy, who has just watched his final show of the European tour. Why, Paul Roy? Why?
those other places are frightening to me.
Really?
Yeah, they eat like weird things there, and
it's called food, Paul Roy.
No, this is just gonna be my last one because I go back to the U.S. on end of the week. So, good show.
It was a great show. Did you? What were your highlights? What was two highlights?
Well, your friend got Parasol.
Yeah.
And it was a good version. So that was really kind of nice. And then. Taxi Ride was a nice treat, and...
Were you there for Taxi Ride the last time?
No. And, God, Metal Water Wood.
Oh, fucking love it. So, and it was my favorite version tonight. It was so strong. I thought it was so strong.
It was good. I really love that song. That's
How were your seats?
They were close.
Really?
They were pretty close?
if you stuck your feet out, where would they be touching?
The $15,000 shoes.
Well, no, because she was very far back tonight.
That's true. Yeah, she was.
Why was she so far back?
I don't know.
pull the woman down. Bring the woman down. Bring forth the lady.
A nice venue too. Really nice. Small venue though. Yeah. But that's nice. It's nice and intimate.
Explain to people or describe to people Lille.
So Lille is like the little bratty cousin of Paris. Like it has Parisian highlights, but it has
Paul Roy can spot a brat.
It's it's right next to Belgium, so it has a little Belgian flair. It's my first time here. It's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it a lot better than Lyon. Lyon disappointed me. It looked like Cleveland, Ohio. But this
really?
That's
not how I felt. It was so many hills in Lyon.
I guess I just didn't see that part. But
I saw protesters. I had tear gas in my throat. I saw cops. I saw a burning trash can.
You got the nice.
Never saw that in Cleveland.
Revolution guillotine experience of France.
I was hoping to see a beheading.
Yeah, wait a little longer. You might.
You said something to me about Paris in particular that I wanted to capture yesterday, but I forgot to ask you. Can you tell people about the Parisians and their protests? Your statement that you've said to me a dozen times that I love.
Oh, that they invented like the Grève Générale, which is just like a general strike. So like if you're mad but you don't know what you're mad about, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like you just protest. Like and like it, yeah.
Are you excited to come back to the US?
Yeah, I want to get back in my apartment.
Yeah, your home. The beautiful home you've built and have not let me into.
What do you mean not let you
into? I mean, you could have let me stay there for 6 months.
You don't have a key.
Like, well, why not? I'm your closest neighbor.
Well, no, I like it to be. I'm like Mrs. Havisham. I like to have, like, I put the sheets over it so the dust doesn't collect. And it stays empty.
Well, Paul Roy, I'm going to miss you. I had a fabulous lunch with Paul Roy. I watched him eat. Two lunches, technically. We didn't really eat at the first lunch.
No.
Yeah. So we had to go to a second lunch. I watched you eat half a burger, though. It was cute. And you ordered appetizers for the table. And I had the best drink.
Yeah, I kind of want that drink again. I didn't. Anyway. Well, I'll see you in a matter of weeks. So.
Yeah.
Eagle.
Oh, we'll go to the Eagle that first Friday, May 5th or 6th or whatever it is.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the first Friday I'm back.
All right. Well,
say goodbye to your fans.
Have a good time, everybody.
Have a good bye, fans.
Bye.
I took a million pictures.
I'm here with Sean, and he just said she's beautiful, stunning. And he's talking about my friend Batania, who requested Parasol and got it tonight. Isn't that amazing? Isn't she gorgeous?
The only thing more beautiful than Parasol tonight is your friend Batania. I mean, literal stunner.
Well, now the third most beautiful thing then would have to be Tori's outfit. Describe it.
It was.
This is a brand new one, right?
This is a brand new one. But I don't know if there were slits on the sleeves. It looked like one of the old versions of the. No. There was a little bit of a keyhole. I don't know. It looked like a lot of fabric. Anyways, it looks kind of like a pink with green. Think Maybelline Great Lash Mascara, pink and green. It's like kind of like a Poochie print. Kind of like a Lily Pulitzer print, somewhere as if Lily Pulitzer and Poochie had a love child, a Paisley love child. Mm. Her pants were solid pink.
Oh my God, those shoes.
And her shoes are silver. They were super pretty. She wore her big, clear, round glasses. Mm-hmm. She was really feeling it. She looked great.
She looked great.
Yeah, she always looks great. But she looked really great tonight.
Yeah, she looked great. Yeah. And that's a great picture that you took at the very last song.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
You bring so much to the aesthetics. Okay, bye. It was not the last song?
No, don't record.
Shut your mouth.
You shut your mouth.
Okay, I'll shut my mouth. Hi again. I'm with Christina Molinax. You did make it to Lille, and so did you. Hi.
Yes. Hey, this is the first time I've ever seen her twice in one tour.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. And I think I've seen her like 10 times, but never twice in one tour.
What did you think of the show tonight?
Oh, I loved it. And I love that it seems like when she's in Europe, she mixes it up a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's just me, but...
No, she does. Well, this whole leg, she's on like 85 now individual songs, like unique songs.
Yeah. It's wild. So what did we get? I loved Ruby Through the Looking Glass.
Oh, my God.
She's played
she did that
once.
One other time,
yeah. But that was gorgeous. Crazy. Yeah. I know
Weeping.
She's played... Suede was Suede. A big moment for me.
The debuts tonight were Parasol and Silent All These Years.
Yeah, silent all these years. The guy Rich. Next to me was crying.
Really?
Like, he was like, I could tell he was a local, cause, you know, they're, I don't know, he was more subdued. Uh-huh. And I'm sitting there kind of tapping my leg and stuff and, you know, whatever, American. I feel like very sticking out as an American with my kind of dancing in my seat. This guy was like dabbing at his eyes for a long, long time, and it started making me cry. And I was just like, oh my God, and that was such an emotional version. And it's a great song, but it's like one of those moments where you're like, oh yeah, this old one?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it has, so yes, good. What?
Yes, exactly. I had an opposite experience with the locals because I was sat by a Frenchman who screamed so loud and had a way of finding it. It's you know, like when the baby cries, you can't ignore it because it hits like the zero point of your ear, like the right in the middle. Like, you could lose your high end and lose your low end, but you still have that baby crying. That's that man. And then he kept walking in front of me to go to the bathroom and taking videos, and it was very distracting.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And he was local. No, he was local because I was like, pardon moi, excusez-moi.
Right?
Yeah, so I'm assuming he's local to France.
Right.
But other than that, the show was amazing.
What was your high point?
I think my highlight was Ruby. I really felt like I felt that song. I always feel that song, and I always say it's the first time I've ever really felt it, but I did. I love that song so much. And I changed my wills and wants today to include Ruby. I just felt, I was outside smoking at the restaurant, and I was like, I was feeling very emotional, and I felt Ruby, and I was like, oh, and I went back and changed it. Yes, I did.
Wow, you are.
That's a confession.
It's like the universe is shooting down through.
Well, I also said Code Red, but that didn't happen. So,
well, you know what?
Are you happy you did too?
Yes, and I got no wills and wants, but that's okay.
You were here. That's the most important part.
Yeah, here, yeah. And amazed. And Taxi Ride is one of my top 10. Well, I have a top 20. I couldn't narrow it to top 10.
Yeah.
But that was a special moment as well.
What a way to go out on.
Yeah, and I hope... and I ran into Kathleen in the bathroom, and I was like, are you responsible for Ruby? And she's like, no, I requested Sister Janet. I already got it.
Kathleen's Sister Janet girl.
Yeah, but yes. I think when I first started following the podcast, she was doing the UK.
Yeah, our original correspondent, Kathleen Patron. Shout out.
It's Kathleen Patron. Thank you very much. Hey.
Hey Kathleen. what a service she did.
She's like, no, I already got my song. I was like, you are very special.
So elegant. I had the privilege of sitting behind Kathleen today. And just like, I always try to, whenever, I don't know when it is. It's like in between, or maybe it's when she's talking. There's a certain point, it's either then or right before the solo set, where I do a scan of the audience and I see how everyone's like looking at the stage. And like, Kathleen's always just so, such a delight to watch. She's so present. She's so in it. Anyway.
She's an elegant.
The Songs of Kathleen Patron. We're starting that podcast. Okay, so when am I going to see you tomorrow? I'm going to see you in Copenhagen and Denmark. I mean, Copenhagen and Oslo.
I'll be listening to the podcast.
I won't be there. I won't be there. I won't be there. I know. I'm skipping those shows.
Refreshing Twitter.
Yeah. I'm hoping Stefan Svensson will tweet our set list. What did you think?
Well, you know, a lot of it's kind of out of reach for me. I don't know the catalog as deeply as would have needed to tonight. But silent all these years, her vocal inflection when that opened up was probably what got me.
Did you get a little emotional?
I don't know. I was in there with her, I guess, I would say.
Present.
I like the higher energy stuff that she does. And so Playboy Mommy picked it up for me a little bit. And it was my third show here in Corn Flakes. And I thought maybe that was my favorite one.
Yeah. Oh, she got... Yeah. I think she... I don't know what happened when she said the first rabbit. But I think she pulled back too far of the mic. So she, when she came back, Where'd You Put the Keys, Girl? Was so strong. And then from there to the end, it was so strong.
Yeah. So that's kind of where...
I thought it was... I mean, the performance, it was really... Someone said it was like a show of ballads. I agree. It was like a really down-tempo show. But she pulled it out for Paris. And I feel like this is the other side of... It's like the B side of the record. Like, she flipped the record. And this is also... Yeah. It was very powerful.
The venue. I loved the venue. The seats were a little tight, but the sound was really good.
The seats were tight. I'm like, get your arms off me.
And it was intimate. It was very intimate. Yeah. You know, we were up in the balcony, and I thought we had very good vantage point.
Yeah. It was really, really small. Like, the balcony came over very, very far. It was, I would have been happy with front row balcony seats. I would have been happy with them. What else? So, I'll see you in the States then?
I don't know. I got no plans yet.
Well, I'll see you in the States.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
Safe travel.
Tell people, Christina Mullinex, where they can find you online. We did this yesterday.
At CR Mullinax or at Christina Mullinax. I think I'm at CR Mullinax on Twitter, and I think maybe on Instagram it's at Christina Mullinax.
Follow Christina. Is there anything else you want to say before we depart to the gay bar?
Just keep listening, and oh my God, if you haven't seen her yet, you gotta come because these arrangements are amazing. Just the sound is so big, it's so gorgeous. Like, it's different than you've ever heard her before.
Yeah, I think her performances are so powerful this tour. I agree with Christina. Come, just drop whatever you're doing. There's only five shows left, so book a flight, get your ass here. Goodbye.
Bye.
I'm here with the most gorgeous woman. No. Her name is Betania. You heard from her in Milan. Hi, Betania.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Me too. Very happy for the last show. Not so happy. I'm a little bit sad too, but it's okay.
But it was a good show.
It was a good show. Great set list. I love the song she chose to play today.
I'm going to ask you a leading question because I already know the answer, but what was your highlight of tonight's show?
Oh, she playing Parasol because I asked her.
So you got your request?
Yes, I got it. And I got other songs that I wanted to listen on the first shows too, so it was amazing.
Remind people what shows you did. You did Milan, Paris.
Paris, and now today in Lille. Lille, they say, I don't know.
Lille, I think.
Lille.
But I like Lily.
Lily,
it's cute.
Like
Lily. Maybe because you probably, she knew you said Lily, that she played Taxi Ride. Lily is dancing on the table.
Yeah,
it's for you too. Everything's for you tonight.
I gave her Lily's on the Paris show.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I don't know if she got it because I didn't ask her, but I think,
That's amazing. Do you have anything you want to tell our people about your experience this week?
Oh, no, it was an amazing journey. I don't know what I can say.
Yeah. But Tanya's had an amazing time. I'm so happy to meet you. I'm so happy to get to know you. We had lunch today too. Tell people where they can find you online so they can follow your fabulous, glamorous life. I'm telling you, the earrings alone, the hair, it's all working. It's all working.
It's just for tea, this look. I don't look like this every day.
Oh, yeah, right. I don't believe you. And she smokes corn husk cigarettes.
Yeah.
Tell the people.
A little bit country, Brazilian country cigarette.
I love it. I've never seen anything like it before. It was gorgeous. Okay, tell people where they can find you online.
They can find me on Instagram, Betania, which TH, and dot Amaria, and I'm going to be there.
That's BETHANIA.AMARIA.
Oh, amazing.
Color, flavor.
You spell my name better than me.
I know.
Now I have a vinyl with the wrong name.
Yeah, she told me a story that she once met. Can I tell the story?
Yeah, can I?
That she,
can
you? Oh yeah.
You, want, you no. can.
She told me the story that she once met Tori and asked her to sign her vinyl. And she was so mixed up and like in awe of being in that moment that she misspelled her own name. And now her vinyl has a completely odd spelling of her own name.
Exactly. Yeah. It is funnier because it's better than my original name, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But meeting her was alone the best experience ever.
Amazing.
So
you're so blessed. I'm so blessed to meet you too. Everybody follow Betania, and I'm going to call it a wrap. Good night.
Good night.